Welcome, everyone, to another episode of the Run the Ropes podcast. I am LBJ, and as always, we have the Birdman.
Hey!
And this week is a very different week for the podcast, and an interesting one at that.
But you guys voted for today's topic, wrestling themes.
Yeah, and we started realizing as this was happening that, like, we have way more content and interest in music and themes than one episode can contain. So we're going to kind of sort out some episodes in the upcoming weeks and months, like kind of like a series of episodes, not necessarily each week, but, you know, within a few weeks of each other, where we're going to take looks at specific eras or maybe even companies during eras and go along with, like, some of the songs that we liked and hated and favorites and all that. This one is kind of just an introduction to that. And with that introduction, the Birdman's over here trying to make a top 10 list of all his favorites and keeps getting blown out of the water. And I think that's what the main theme of this play, this whole, like, episode is going to be, is Teddy's trying to get his top 10 favorite entrance themes.
I think I got them down.
And they're just going to have holes shot into them, because I already see one that should be on there and you don't have it, but we'll get to it. Anyways, we're both big music people on top of being wrestling fans. And so when a good song or a good theme goes hand in hand, I mean, not only does it make magic for the character and the show and the fans, but those who are extreme music fans, sometimes it just, like, catapults not only themselves into the show because of the theme, but sometimes it helps catapult the wrestler that it's tied to because of a theme. I mean, I can tell you, for example, this past Raw, Kurt Angle chose Baron Corbin as his WrestleMania dream opponent.
Did he choose him, or did higher-ups decide that? Or is it going to be a swerve
Cena's going to come out? I think it's a swerve. But either way,
because his wife's pissed.
Nobody wanted Corbin.
Did you see what his wife put?
Yeah. Nobody wanted Corbin, and Corbin's boring, but damn, does he have a good theme song.
Oh, my God, I love his theme song. I know.
But see, think about if you hated his theme song. How much would you despise Corbin? How much more?
A lot.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So, a theme can make or break. There's a lot. There's a lot of decades of music, a lot of different brands, shows, etc. So if you're a fan of wrestling themes and a fan of music in general, then this series is definitely going to be something I think you're going to be into.
This is like our version of, like, the best of seven.
Yeah, it might be like... It could easily turn into that long of a...
This is part one. So when you put the description in there, put wrestling themes part one, so everybody can just follow along.
I'll make little sub-episode names for each one based on how they're recorded. And like I said, this one just might be shooting a hole in Teddy's top 10.
Hey, shut that ambulance over there. We're doing a podcast.
Teddy yelling at the neighbors now. So, yeah, where should we begin? I know you're making your list, you're checking it twice, you're crossing off names, you're moving them down to honorable mentions.
I did, actually.
I think your honorable mentions is getting to be as long as your top 10 list, and you're still missing the one that I was
Is it somebody that I really enjoy?
I think you did.
I did.
I don't know if you still do. I don't know if you always have. I don't know if you never did. But I know that you can't deny their music. So, But, you know, we'll go into that. Let's see. What is the first wrestling theme that you remember?
Offhand?
Like the first one, like, you could remember when you were a kid, like, oh, yeah, like, this is when... Like, because...
Probably Shawn Michaels.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And see, I wasn't a WWF person, so that wasn't it for me. It's gonna sound weird because it was later, like, throughout stuff. But I think the ones, like, I think four, and I can't remember which ones I heard first, but they were all WCW.
All the ripoffs?
No, well, I guess one of them is, now that you mention it, that's probably the fifth one. Again, not favorites, just the first ones I remember. The Four Horsemen, which is awesome. It's still today. Like, I would love to just pick up an electric guitar and fucking... Yeah, you're going to get a lot of that in this podcast, too. But, like, yeah, like, God, that song is kick-ass. How long has it been since you heard the Four Horsemen theme?
Never did.
What? Are you kidding me?
No, I was never a WCW guy.
You've never heard the Four Horsemen theme? All right. So, I'm putting that in this episode.
Okay.
You're going to hear it.
For all you guys that don't hear it on iTunes, you can hear it on Anchor and Spotify.
Yeah, because we're gonna try to upload as many of these songs in between these segments as possible, but you can only hear them if you're listening through Anchor or Spotify. If not, look them up. As we talk about them, look them up. But yeah, so we're gonna do that right now. You gotta listen to this. So yeah, that is the Four Horsemen theme.
When I hear that, I just think of Spine Busters and Brain Busters. It's all I image in my head.
Gotta, like, it was, I mean,
ahead of its time.
Yeah, it was.
It really was.
It's amazing. And I don't know why this is a thing that I end up, like, liking Stables, like, entrance music.
Fun.
Ha, that was good. But, yeah, like, that theme.
It's a good theme.
Yeah. But it was, so there's five. Were the Horsemen, Ric Flair, the NWO,
yep.
Diamond Dallas Page,
yep.
And Sting.
I was going to say, Sting's got to be your number one.
I mean, Sting.
That Sting's was your guy.
Sting's definitely up there. And WWE fucked that when they brought him in. I know it's an older song. Update it. You did it for Goldberg, damn it. Why not? Why not make it the classic violins?
Yeah.
And then add the...
Doom. Yep. But they had that nice touch at WrestleMania when he came with the big drums.
Yeah, but it just felt disoriented to me. Like, I don't know. As a Sting fan from WCW, yeah. I was like, this isn't it. Like, this isn't... You're trying, but, like, you saw the WWE 2K commercial. They had a whole symphony playing that damn song. Just have that recorded and use it as his damn theme.
Side note.
Sorry.
Do you think Sting should have came out with a raven on his shoulder?
No.
Really? You don't think it'd been a nice touch?
No. He used that like one time.
And then Taker did too.
Yeah.
With a crow. Yeah. Okay.
He didn't need it.
Side note done.
All right. But yeah, so those were my big ones. And it'll also be interesting to see in this podcast and how we go because of our different backgrounds of how we were brought up with things. Because, like, I can tell you, like, I like a lot of themes that aren't the normal themes. I like the alternate versions of themes, all kinds of stuff. But, so do you think you have your final top 10 right now?
Yes, I do.
All right. So let's, with your top 10.
Okay.
I'll have you start at number 10. Or actually... Yeah, start at number 10. I don't want you to include your honorable mentions at the moment.
Okay.
Oh, if you're getting stuff ready to have me write it down. I was
flipping through my notes. Okay. You hear that?
Yeah.
My number 10.
All right, yeah. We'll start to work down in some sections.
Do you want to do honorable mentions first?
Nope, you're not doing honorable mentions right now. This is your top 10, and you're going to go to honorable mentions. And then there's this one big one.
than I was the straight palm to the face.
Actually, it might be two considering, but yes, okay. Yes, at least one. But yeah, go ahead and start with number 10, and we'll agree or disagree where you've placed them.
Okay.
And then I will, we'll do my list okay. here in an upcoming episode.
Eat your heart out, R-Dub. This is my 10 count. I'm taking it over.
Oh, shit. Here we go.
My number 10 is the NWO theme.
The NWO theme, I think, has got to be higher than 10.
Nah. Number 9, DX.
Okay. All right. So
we've already disagreed.
Well, I mean, we got to take them step by step. We got, you know. So first and foremost, DX has a lot more energy to it.
Yes.
I totally get that. But the NWO was like game changing.
It was like,
and they were before DX.
It was like the first ripoff song before everybody started ripping them off.
What are you talking about?
Like, it was the first song that was actually like a song that was like a real trademark song. Where it was DDP and Raven's the first kind of.
DDP was before that. Raven was after.
Oh, okay.
That's where I put but, it. But where. How is NWO?
It's Voodoo Child.
No, that's Hogan's. Hogan's.
Oh,
and, all right. So we'll play the differences
okay.
right now. First, you'll hear the NWO, and second, you'll hear Hogan's. So yeah, that's the difference.
Oh, okay. See, I did miss out. But
so which one were you putting above the NWO?
NWO.
Theme? Yeah. The NWO theme is.
I missed out, but. On polls down the road, we're going to have a whole WCW poll where you guys can vote on which pay-per-view that we watch, and you guys can watch it while you listen and catch my live reaction to my first WCW pay-per-view, because I've never watched them, and BJ can fill me in on what's going on.
I wonder if they're going to use the authentic old Hogan theme, though. Like, if they're going to use the Voodoo Child, because a copyright and shit. Well, I'll have to go back onto the network and look, but like, yeah, man, I'm telling you, it was a special time hearing that hit, Hogan come out being like that, hearing Michael Buffer, like, yeah, you missed out. You missed out. Anyways, so you put DX above it.
Number 9. Number 8.
Energy-wise, I'd put them above, but for iconic nature, and it might be because of the WCW background, I can't put DX above.
That's why you got your top 10, I have mine.
Yeah.
Number 8.
This is why we're critiquing. Yes. That's what this whole thing is.
Number 8, Aleister Black's
Roots. Wow, like that new, huh?
I love it. I love it.
I mean, it's a great song. I'd have to think about that. Like, I have to think about which songs that are new that I really enjoy so much. Like, I do have a newer one, but it's not as new as Aleister Black. Yeah. So, yeah. Okay.
I'm going back-to-back news. Number 7, Bobby Roode, Glorious.
Glorious is a pretty good one.
It stays in your head. It's catchy. And I just love it.
I mean, all right. Okay. I'm not going to argue with it. I'm just still like, I don't know. I don't know if it would make mine.
It's the new.
Yeah, I don't know if it would make mine yet, but there is a new one that would definitely make mine, but we'll wait till mine. But so yeah, I guess time doesn't matter. Yeah.
Number 6, Christian.
Which one?
Just Close Your Eyes.
Which one?
The one that he used, like the first one he used, not the shit, I forget who's.
Are you talking about the ECW one?
Yeah, well, yeah.
And then when he won the world title?
That one, yeah.
Oh, okay. So I'm talking about the original version.
Yeah, not the original version. The one where he won the title.
Waterproof Blonde, the original. I love that one better than Go!
Yeah, but, I like that one.
Yeah, I mean, it's all right, but like,
it gets you hyped.
I'd actually prefer the Christian.
No, I hate that
Christian
one.
Christian over that version.
I hated that.
Waterproof Blonde, At Last You're On Your Own. Before I'd even get to
with his mesh top
to that, yeah, before I get to that one.
Weird looking mask. I hated that one. Number five, The Brood.
The Brood is definitely, well, I say it, like, definitely going to be my top 10. I don't know. I might be like you and make an honorable mention.
Yeah.
But The Brood, oh my God, I love that. I love that theme.
It's a good one.
It's like, it's so perfect for what they were.
And it's so, it's simple. Like, yeah. The song itself is simple. Like, it doesn't have and words.
The way they like, the had light, that overdriven guitar, it, like, just, like, it sounded primal.
The entrance, the lighting, everything went perfect with that song. You ready for number four?
Yeah, you're leaving out a lot right now, man.
Number four, Jeff Hardy, No More Words.
But is it above The Brood? That's where I'm putting your bar, because you're at number five, and I'm like, yeah, it's good, and I'm not going to deny it's good, but is it, like, I don't know. I might be disagreeing with that one.
Number three, The Legend Killer himself, Randy Orton, Burning My Light.
Good theme. Don't think it's going to be in my top 10. Loved the theme.
Oh, I love the theme.
But I don't think it's going to make my top 10. But that's already your number three.
Yeah.
Is it better than The Brood?
Catchier.
Is it better than Jeff Hardy's?
It's catchier. I'm going for catchy and appeal.
Then you've already screwed up your own damn list. But anyways,
I mean, technically, I think my list, I think DX would have been higher, in my opinion. Number two is Chris Benoit's theme.
Lyrics or no lyrics?
With the lyrics. Because the lyrics just tied it all together in my mind. I loved it when he had that.
But whatever you need.
Yeah. Yeah. My number one is Edge with Alter Bridge's theme.
Okay.
Because in my mind, if you close your eyes, you hear that hit and you see Edge walk out through that smoke with the world title on his waist, putting up the rock signs, and you're just like, oh, this is complete.
So Edge's theme.
Edge's theme is my number one.
That's what we'll do right now.
So
Edge's theme is your number one.
Yes, sir.
I mean, that song is great. Edge is, man, I have to keep, like, going back over my list, over, like, my best of all time, my favorites of all time. But, man, every time Edge is in that top three, top two most of the time, sometimes he's solidified as my number one. The last time I did it, I'm pretty sure he was. And so, like, yeah, that song is killer. And you think that is, like, that's your best? That's your favorite? Or
That's my favorite. That's the cream of the crop.
That's the cream of the crop.
Yep.
Nobody does it better.
Than Canyon?
No, that's the whole promo in the that he does with the cream of the crop. Macho Man, he's the cream of the crop, and nobody does it better. And Birdman, you know who else doesn't do it better?
Who's that?
No one does it better. No one does it better.
No one.
Than Laura's Lean Beef.
I know, right?
We recently have tried Laura's Lean Beef, their beef product. Their chicken, it's a peppered beef jerky, and
it's organic beef jerky, yeah. Buddy.
Oh, no. I know, I was getting there, but, like, I'm just saying, like, some of the different things that we've tried from them, absolutely awesome. My fiance was super impressed, so, you know, I got some chef points by just the quality of the food itself, and they're amazing. Now, Laura's Lean is a protein company.
Yes.
They offer all natural, organic, and natural grass-fed meat. All their products are raised with no added hormones or antibiotics ever.
And can you believe it? You know, you can order online and have it shipped right to your door.
I mean, when we got in contact with them, that's how it came. And
it was a styrofoam with dry ice, and it was still frozen.
The packaging was fantastic. It's easy to transport. It's easy to be delivered. So, you know, that's the whole big plus here is you're not going to have to worry about that. You know, your food getting spoiled and stuff. I know there's a lot of people who haven't ordered food products, or, you know, through the mail, online, anything like that. And that was one of the first for me. And I was really impressed by the storage capability and how preserved, like frozen preserved it was. It was really good. They have lean vegetarian fed meat as well as 100% grass fed and finished steaks, grounds, and like I said, the peppered beef jerky, which was awesome. Their organic beef jerky has no added nitrates or preservatives. And when it comes to their ground beef, they work on a 92 to 94% ratio of lean, and chickens are vegetarian fed. You can find all their products online and they're delivered straight to your door. And I forgot their steaks. 85% of the grounds are 100% grass fed. So like that's, you know, another awesome point. And as I said, they really want us over. We're not going to go out on a limb and promote something that we haven't tried and been a part of, we're not going to push out anything that's not quality. And these guys are the definition of quality in my book when it comes to their food. They're awesome. But you can get Laura's Lean products from their website at https://, you know, let's go old school with it. store.meyernaturalfoods, that's M-E-Y-E-R naturalfoods.com/Laura's-Lean. That's LAURAS-Lean. Check them out. Definitely worth it. Delicious, delicious food. And it's, you know, of
everything comes individually packed. When you order your chicken, you get individual breasts wrapped, vacuum sealed, and all your hamburger you can get in a pound packet. There's 1 pound of hamburger in 1 vacuum sealed packet, and it's delicious. So find it online and order it now straight to your door.
It's Laura's Lean. All right, now, Birdman, here's where we're going to get some differences.
Oh, you want me to do my honorable mentions
first? That's what I'm getting to. Okay. I want you to bring up your honorable mentions, because as you've been going through this list, I've been compositing more feelings about stuff.
Okay.
And I still think you're missing maybe 3 songs now. Maybe 3 themes.
Okay.
I mean, you're probably missing a lot more than that from your top 10, but I'm talking the list in general that you made so far. Your top 10 and honorable mentions, I don't think you have these 3. So let's just go. Let's go.
My honorable mentions is Drew McIntyre, Broken Dreams by Shaman's Harvest.
Yeah. How was that in your not top 10? Like,
didn't have space.
That's a top 10 song.
It's an honorable mentions. You're busting my balls.
Just a little. Anyway.
Next one. Shawn Michaels, HBK. Sexy boy.
You're going to have a lot of people mad that one wasn't in the top 10. But hey. I agree with you. I agree. Hey. It's not my top 10.
Maybe on sunny days, it's a good one to listen to. Like that old school promo? I did it. Eat your heart out, Bret Hart.
But what about Sexy Kurt?
No, not Sexy
I'll
Kurt.
I'll make your ankle hurt.
No.
My ankle hurt.
No.
Yeah.
No. Stop it. Right now. Right now. Stop it.
Sexy Kurt was better.
No, it was not. No.
Yeah.
I got gold medals. Anyways, next one.
Marty Jannetty. Still can't walk. I'm just a sexy Kurt. Sorry.
Roland. Taker's theme.
Not the American Badass.
Nope. Roland.
All right.
RVDs.
Which one?
The whole fucking show.
Are you talking? Are you
ECW.
Talking?
ECW.
No. One of a kind. One of a kind was better. Is yeah. That
my
was
name's
it.
BJ, and I go. Okay. This Fire Burns, CM Punk.
Ah, okay. That was one of the three. That was one of the three. All right.
Then I got another ECW one. New Jack. Natural Born Killers by Ice Cube and Dr. Dre.
Get out of here.
Wow, it's a great song. I've been hard since I come out the nutsack. How is that not like a line?
Wow,
that's
sir.
A freaking great.
Wow.
Yes. Okay. My last honorable mention, Legion of Doom. Oh, what a rush.
I think you came at that a little wrong.
Care.
You came high, went low. And I feel like he sat there with his voice and went.
There you go.
Oh, what a rush. Yeah, sorry.
No one can do it like Hawk.
Mm-hmm. That hurt my throat.
Who better than Hawk?
Can you? okay, so, yeah, you still missed two out of three.
Okay, go ahead.
So, one of them, actually, you missed a lot, but I'll tell you the ones I was thinking of. Break the Walls Down.
See?
Jericho?
Yes, I know who it is.
Yeah, I mean, no, I'm just like, really, you can't, you're going to tell me that you don't think his theme's very good?
I like it. I do like it. But I just...
Now, see to me, and I'm going to get more people mad at me, I think Break Down the Walls is better than Sexy Boy.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Maybe not as good as Sexy Kurt.
It's not as iconic. It's not as iconic.
Oh, it is for me. Especially if you get the countdown clock.
That's you.
I came from the other side of the spectrum. I knew Jericho before you.
Let's do it in this perspective. It's the night after WrestleMania. It's Monday Night Raw, okay? The crowd's hot. HBK and Chris Jericho are top of their game. They're in Chicago.
Okay.
Whose song are they going to sing to?
Well, Michaels is more singable, but Jericho's going to get that pop if that countdown clock comes up.
Jericho's going to get a pop no matter where he goes.
But I think he's going to get a louder one.
Really?
Yeah. Are you saying that they both come out at the same time?
Mm-mm.
Just both in the same night. Who gets a louder
clock?
Okay,
one after the other.
One after the other? I'm saying whether Jericho comes out after Michaels or Michaels comes out after Jericho, Jericho still gets a louder pop for his theme. I think he gets the louder pop if he is after Michaels, but I think he gets a louder one regardless. Because people will not let go of Jericho versus Michaels. That was a good feud.
Yes, it was.
So, there's that one. And then the very glaring one that you missed. Cult of Personality.
Nope.
What?
No.
What?
No.
CM Punk's Cult of Personality.
I don't like the song.
You don't like In Living Color?
No.
I love In Living Color.
I don't
they're
like
amazing.
The song.
I've saw them live. Like, they're fantastic.
I just don't like the song.
But the song fits it to a T.
It may fit anybody
to
like it.
The character. It fits the story. CM Punk. Cult of Personality.
I didn't like the song Guitar Hero, and I don't like it now.
It was way before Guitar Hero.
I
know. You know when that song came out?
80s?
The year I was born.
Well,
88.
What a shitty year.
You can eat that. Why don't you go take your hard one for New Jack and take the emphasis of his last name somewhere else?
Oh, good one. Wish I could be as cool as you.
I know. A lot of people do. Anyways. So.
I'm BJ. Go ahead. This is what the podcast needs. We need to bust each other's balls a little bit more. It makes it fun.
Oh, my God. All right, whatever. So, you done goofed by not putting Drew in the top 10, too. Like, that was just wrong. And then you put newer songs in there, but you didn't put, like, one of the best new songs that has been there.
Barons?
Well, I mean, Barons is good, but Shinsuke. Oh, don't. Me.
I will you and I only like Shinsuke's theme when someone's playing the violin out there on stage with him. Only time I like it.
You don't like the new one?
Nope.
I love the new one.
Nope.
I started like being able to know the lyrics in Japanese so I could sing along with
good it. Good for you.
Yeah, some of us are just more hardcore than others.
Some of us are more oriental than others.
What? What did you?
It's not racist.
We ain't talking about ramen here, sir.
Ramen?
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, come on. Bad choice of words there.
Sorry, I didn't mean it like that.
But yeah.
Didn't mean to offend anybody. You fucking
but
marks.
No, I'm talking about ramen. There's an oriental flavor of ramen.
Really?
Yeah, it's called oriental flavor. I have no idea what it tastes like
because
I've never
racist.
Ate it. Yeah, right? So as soon as you said it, I was like, we're not talking noodles here.
I didn't know like, that. Now you've cultured me up.
Okay, yeah.
Some of us are not as cultured as you.
Okay.
Is that a better choice of words?
As long as we have adapted and grown and you just
I've did it all in one sentence.
You are now rising above it.
Now I'm
Thank
the
you,
rising
sir.
Sun.
Ooh. He's still
Ooh.
Whatever.
Coo. Go ahead.
Whatever. Anyways.
Closing the blinds. Too much light.
Yeah. You didn't put the Undisputed Era on there.
It's too new.
But I mean
I only like one thing. I like the whole theme, but there's only one part that I really like.
The boom.
Boom.
You didn't put Velveteen Dreams.
I don't know his offhand, but I think I do.
His theme is amazing.
Yeah.
I'm just
this
labeling
is what you got
people.
Your top
yeah,
10
I know.
For.
Not one Triple H song.
But did you know I didn't go for the really obvious ones, though?
Yeah, but...
The Rock.
They're your favorites. Like
yes, I didn't go for
you,
Rock.
You didn't
go
put
for...
The Game. You didn't put The King of Kings.
Didn't
you didn't
like
put
King
My
Kings.
Time. You didn't put The Rock. You didn't put Stone Cold. Like
didn't put Taker. You know, I'm a huge mark for Taker.
Yeah, but that's because this is a funeral march.
I did put him in honorable mention for a newer... Well, not newer theme, but early 2000s theme.
Hmm. I don't know. I don't know how I feel about this.
Oh my god. This is why you have a top 10.
All right. So we'll start to wrap up this one because when I go to do my top 10, I'll have you bust my balls about it.
Oh yeah. It's coming.
And that's going to be the start of this so that we can kind of see the dynamics in each other and how we determine our own like taste in music so that when we start going for, you know, certain eras of wrestling, we'll both kind of be on the lookout of, you know what, I bet Teddy's going to say this one was really good. So, yeah.
Do you want to mention what we have coming up for our best of, we'll say, five series of these? We'll do five episodes of these.
I don't want to label it to a number yet, but it's the best of series.
Yes.
It's our mini, our summer series or our spring series.
Spring series.
Yeah. But we're going to be talking about the Golden Era, the Attitude Era, the New Generation.
The Ruthless Aggression Era.
Yeah, Ruthless Aggression.
We also have
Current.
We have questions from people from our group.
Yeah, we've gotten questions down, so we're going to start researching
that you can find on Facebook / Run the Ropes.
Yep.
We also have
a like page.
Yes.
Drop us a like.
We're also going to do Jim Johnston's versus the CFO.
Yeah.
How they're different and how they're similar and which we think's better. What else we got going on with it? Of course, your top 10.
Yeah, we'll have my top 10. We'll also have... I think we're going to have some discussions during timelines, like where we might be doing generations. We also might be doing how themes were in other places during the times that they were, like during the Attitude Era versus WCW, like the Monday Night War times and iconic themes from those times.
Iconic. Sorry.
No, I'm glad you did that. That was good. That was good. But yeah, so
we're also going to do a couple of these on Facebook Live so you guys can interact.
So the ones that we'll do on Facebook Live, clearly we're not going to have all the extra little sound bites added in.
We'll probably do our when we start talking about different eras.
Yeah.
We'll probably do a couple Facebook Lives on them.
Yep.
so we can hear your guys' favorite theme. And if you got some rebuttals against ours in those eras. Yeah,
if you guys want to listen to this and then just...
Talking to you, Blake Williams, sir.
If you all just want to listen to this and then just, like, give Teddy the most hell for a terrible top 10.
I like how you say this, but you haven't released your top 10 yet.
That's why I get to take the shots first.
You WCW mark you.
Anyways, if you wanna give him hell, then
why don't you go rip off ahead. Smells Like Teen Spirit somewhere else?
Myself high five, bro.
And even Bang. Flow.
Good themes. Anyways,
rip offs.
Doesn't matter, good themes. But yeah, if you guys want to do that, it'll be on our like page on Facebook, on our group page on Facebook. We have an Instagram, a Twitter, a Snapchat, all Run the Ropes RTR. Facebook is just Run the Ropes.
Now, next week, the podcast might be have to switch days.
Okay, well...
Yes.
Yeah.
So it may be coming a day later than what we usually post them at. I got some family matters I got to attend to. So...
Yeah. But either way, we're going to have a lot of fun with it. And super excited about all that. But... Any episode that's not on Facebook Live, we're going to try to incorporate the some music and snippets of themes. Luckily, where we're hosted through, Anchor.fm allows us to do that partnered up with Spotify, meaning that on Spotify episodes and Anchor.fm episodes, which go out the same as everything else, you'll be able to hear those. If you listen to us on some other platform, that's fine, but you won't get those clips. So you're going to have to either just... go find the clips, or if you are a huge wrestling nut like we are, you already know the themes in the back of your head. You can just imagine that we played it, and we're on to the next one.
Yep.
But if you want the full experience on these type of episodes, that's what you'll have to do is to check out Anchor.fm. It's really easy to sign up. You can also leave us feedback. You can leave us voice messages that we can play live on the episodes.
Mm-hmm.
You could even call in on episodes that you would want to be a part of, and we could have you on as a third party right as we're recording. So
also, if you listen on iTunes, subscribe, give us 5 stars, no less. Dave Meltzer would.
Give me 5.
5.
5. So, yeah, there's that. I think this wraps it up for this part of our themes for this particular episode. But I have one other thing that we'll get to in just a second. All right, Birdman, I wanted to take some time here to talk about the winds of change that have been blowing in our 2K worlds. R-Dub becoming the new world champion.
That he did.
In the semi-main event.
Which he's very upset about.
He is.
Oh, well.
Where the main event took place, crowned our first ever tag team champions, which happens to be the big package.
That's right. Why sound so upset about that?
Y'all just think you're hot shit.
We think it or we know it.
Think?
No.
Thinking that the two sweets yours now that you own that?
We got bigger fish to fry. What was up with Aaron coming out flaunting his two sweet sign?
I'm trying to figure that out as well.
Huh.
So I'm hoping that here in the next episode of Uproar we find that out. Because that was very peculiar. Y'all stealing that, thinking that that's yours now.
We got...
Just thinking that you run the whole show.
We don't run the whole show. We run the whole damn show.
Oh, okay.
That's right. Be upset. Why are you sound upset? Why don't you just take it to the higher-ups and just see what they say about it?
Well, speaking of the higher-ups, they've been giving me some messages as of
late. Oh, have they?
Yeah.
You peeping Tom? Looking out the window.
They've been giving me some messages, and that's why we were taking the time here to talk. So this is straight from the office. On the next Uproar, We are going to have the former world champion open the show. He's asked for time. Says he has to get something off his chest. It's interesting to note that, like, he's saying this while I'm sure he's got bigger matters at hand. One, trying to get back the world title. And two, why did his partner not try to help him anymore in that match?
You got me. Might have to see what happens there on the next episode of Uproar.
The tag champs will be at Uproar.
Mm-hmm.
No word yet on if we're actually going to see them compete. Now that they've got the titles, Birdman, they've gotten a little arrogant and think that people can wait.
Me? Arrogant? Never.
So, we definitely know they'll be there.
They will be there. And too we'll sweet? See. No.
Lawson.
The best goddamn Super Junior.
Lawson will be in action on the next Uproar. We're going to find out more about Aaron and Henry. And we've got the Darkness and finding out who his next challenger is going to be, because he had a superb showing at Ascend of Glory. And we also have to start finding out who the next challenger is for R-Dub. I assume that the Dashing Dakota, isn't going to set too long on his redemption, but we'll just have to see.
There's also another redemption out there floating around, too.
Yeah, yeah, that there is.
So
we've got them. We've got, you know, we know them as we are invested into the show, but believe me, The Office is watching everybody. And speaking of watching everybody, Henry's debut was pretty amazing too. Just like Lawson's. And The Office has taken a liking to LNC, even though they've not really performed the best.
They haven't meshed together.
They have here, LNC, don't give up hope. That's the last thing here at the bottom of my notes. So,
it's a nice little cliffhanger.
Yeah. Like, so, Uproar this week is going to be interesting, to say the least. There are a lot more questions than there are answers coming out of Ascend of Glory. And here I thought that was just going to be an event where the champion stood tall and, well, that was that. But apparently more is just under the surface of that.
I'm just glad that I faced my fear and made Mike's big ass climb up there and climb that hill.
Yeah, you don't do well with ladder matches.
I do not. That's why I got Big Mike.
Not to mention, yeah, speaking of that, no one's seen Stardust and Macho Marshall since that match.
You know why? They're soaking up that loss.
They've gone to the Cosmos. So
they have gone to the Cosmos. I hope they don't go to their head.
I don't know.
It could be bad.
You realize, as you were mentioning, there are people out there who have redemptions.
That there is.
So
maybe the champions accept. Maybe they don't.
I don't know. All that will be found out on the next Uproar. But until then, we will catch you guys there. That is on twitch.com/LBJGames. And every Uproar is uploaded live on Facebook, where you can comment and chat there. So you don't even have to go anywhere for that one. But we do have Twitch exclusives called Tremor.
Mm-hmm.
And that one, again, same link. Twitch.com or twitch.tv/LBJGames. That's ELBJGAMES. So, yeah. So for this episode, I think that's it. Next episode, We'll do my top 10.
You can catch me at Teddy Anglin on Twitter. Where can they find you at?
At Everyone Loves a BJ.
And you can also interact with us on Twitter at Run the Ropes RTR.
Yep.
So, till next time, guys. Catch you later.
Thanks for running with us.